Random House Audio presents Coming Out by Danielle Steele. Read for you by David Garrison. Chapter 1. Olympia Crawford Rubenstein was whizzing around her kitchen on a sunny May morning in the brownstone she shared with her family on Jane Street in New York, near the old meatpacking district of the West Village. It had long since become a fashionable neighborhood of mostly modern apartment buildings with doormen and old renovated brownstones. Olympia was fixing lunch for her 5-year-old son, Max. The school bus was due to drop him off in a few minutes. He was in kindergarten at Dalton, and Friday was a half day for him. She always took Fridays off to spend them with him. Although Olympia had 3 older children from her first marriage, Max was Olympia and Harry's only child. Olympia and Harry had restored the house 6 years before, when she was pregnant with Max. Before that, they had lived in her Park Avenue apartment, which she had previously shared with her 3 children after her divorce. And then Harry joined them. She had met Harry Rubenstein a year after her divorce, and now she and Harry had been married for 13 years. They had waited 8 years to have Max, and his parents and siblings adored him. He was a loving, funny, happy child. Olympia was a partner in a booming law practice, specializing in civil rights issues and class action lawsuits. Her favorite cases, and what she specialized in, were those that involved discrimination against or some form of abuse of children. She had made a name for herself in her field. She had gone to law school after her divorce, 15 years before, and married Harry 2 years later. He had been one of her law professors at Columbia Law School, and was now a judge on the Federal Court of Appeals. He had recently been considered for a seat on the Supreme Court. In the end, they hadn't appointed him, but he'd come close.